Welcome back to another episode of FOE Frequency. It's your host who keeps it really the most, Naze, and here with me I have my favorite co-host.
What's the word? It's J-Dot in the building.
You know, it's nice to be back.
Yeah.
You
know,
we being pretty consistent, I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, you still going.
Nobody can really be upset, bro. We've been pumping out the episodes. Right now we just gotta work on just marketing better.
Facts.
Getting the word out there again and getting everybody listening again.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, man, but I feel like we haven't had an open dialogue in a while. So how you been?
I'm all right, you know. I'm taking it one day at a time. Got some plans in play, some motion coming.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do into the right.
Facts. How you been? I know you about to be a little bit older this.
I have not had a great transition into my Kobe year. not gonna cap, man. What a week. You know, many franchise restaurants have let me down this week. You know, I find myself.
Let me disclaimer. I don't know what he's about to say.
This isn't rehearsed. This is just off the cuff. But so many franchise restaurants have let me down this week, unfortunately. You know, I call myself, got a nice little gift card. I'm gonna go to Qdoba, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and you mess up when you eat anything on the east side. Yeah, I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you live on the east side, but you know what I'm talking about. Man, west side and east side stomachs aren't the same.
Bruh.
But anyways, you know, I call myself, you know. This Qdoba on the east side, so bad, I have to order an hour ahead of time. Because if I order any earlier, it's not going to be done.
You're a better man than me.
No. Okay, so I go in there. I'm like, got the sour cream in there. Got the cookie in there. Yeah, I like chocolate chip cookies from Qdoba. Quiet as kept. They're fire. I just put y'all on. But you know.
Whoa, I don't know after this.
No, the cookie was good.
Okay.
They got the cookie right.
Okay.
You can't mess up a cookie.
Okay.
But sometimes it's not in there, you know, and you pay for it. But hey, this time the cookie was in there, so I was happy. So, no, brought it back to work, heated it up, brought it to my desk. It was time to indulge, right? Start mixing the burrito bowl around.
Oh my gosh.
Now, mind you.
No.
mind you, I got a chicken burrito bowl, right?
Oh my gosh.
I'm swashling my fork through.
Bro, swashling.
Through the bowl. Guess what's missing?
The chicken.
No chicken. No chicken. I had a veggie bowl. I paid for chicken. Insanity. And he didn't put the guac on here. The guac, cool. You missed out on the guac. No chicken.
Bro.
I'm just eating rice, beans, and cheese and pico de gallo. That is a meal. That's a lunch of defeat if I've ever had one.
This should not be this funny.
Yeah, so I wrote them a nice little email, MLA format, short paragraphs about how that was just unacceptable and how I was never going to eat there again.
Did you cite your sources?
I took a picture and sent it to him. And then there was like, oh, so sorry, we're gonna give you two free entrees. That's how you conduct good business.
Two free entrees, so that's one of the chickens they owed you.
Bro.
One of the orders of chicken they owed you, and then one free one.
Now listen, don't send any hate to Qdoba. The franchise, that one on the east side, come on.
Wait.
Huh?
We're on the east side, are we talking
about? We don't want to target people. We have a strong
following. Come on, we have to.
We don't want
to
attack people.
Are we talking? No, are we talking?
Pilgrim the one Pike? On East Washington Street.
Oh, I know you. I know exactly where he is.
I'm sure there's some great people in there, but hey, whoever the GM
don't go
is.
Riot.
No, I don't care. Whoever the GM is, get them on the phone. We need to talk because it's not being ran right.
Hey, yo.
If I get one more meal messed up, it's going to be called Naze's Qdoba. I'm tired of it. I can see if, like, you don't have the specialty chicken item that I needed. Cool. Just be like, okay.
What did
okay,
you ask for it? What was it, like chicken thighs?
No, it was like a honey, citrus, lime chicken.
That does sound really good. I'm starving.
It's phenomenal. Especially when you got... I won't go into detail. because that's not what I had that day. But but okay, anyways, right. But anyways, no, bro. It's like if you don't have that specialty chicken, I know y'all got chicken. Just plop the chicken, bro, in there.
They said he didn't ask for regular chicken, so we're not gonna give him any.
Nothing. Imagine, it didn't even tell me.
Imagine
I picked it
driving
up.
Home. You drove. Imagine taking that bowl home. You were just gonna heat it up when you got home, and you get all.
You
the
ever
way
seen that Vine? Dude who poured all the Frosted Flakes in a bowl and there was no milk. Yeah.
You just throw the bowl.
Literally.
Bro, you got lettuce.
It would have looked like Splatoon on the wall because.
No, that.
You know, so I had.
I ain't gonna
that
lie, that's not what I expected. That's hilarious.
So, you know, I had that issue. Then the next day, caught myself having a hankering for Five Guys, the restaurant.
Oh my. A hankering for Five Guys.
The restaurant. The burger joint.
No, that's not what you
the
said.
The burger joint. All right. All right. And then I'm like, I would go get it, but let's keep DoorDash in business, right?
Oh, no.
Let's keep those guys in business. I knew the order was going to be wrong as soon as I looked at my Dasher's name.
Wait.
Just guess what his name was. You're not going to guess it.
I can't do that because that's.
All right. Anyways,
let me guess.
All right.
This is our podcast. Wasim.
No.
Wait. DeMarcus.
No.
Wait. Can I have an ethnicity?
Or race? I'm pretty sure the people in Indianapolis that DoorDash.
Come on.
I think they're of African and Haitian
descent. Oh no, his name was.
You're never gonna guess it. As soon as I saw it, I knew my order was cooked.
Salif.
No, Ender. Yeah, your Dasher's name is Ender. I was like, man, it's over for me. It's over. He's coming. He is coming to destroy me. A person named Ender is giving you some food. I mean, it may be a great name in another culture. No diss to them. But when I see Ender, it's like, whoa,
Ender.
It's like, what Enderman. Antagonist is bringing me some food?
An Enderman from
yes,
Minecraft.
Bro, shit, bro. Who is bringing me
Enderman?
Some food? So, you know, he does his thing, door dashes, takes a cute little picture, and sends it on the DoorDash app.
Okay, wait. Can you tell us the order?
Little Cajun fries.
Little?
They call them. That's what they are. It's little. It's
I know
not
you
small.
Had a cup in They're a bag called, full.
Yes, yeah, but it's the that little. You got to get the Cajun fries. The I'm little Cajun so fries. The bacon cheeseburger. And I had a milkshake.
Single,
I had a milkshake.
Double,
so that
triple?
Was like $30.
Wait, single? Double? Triple? Wait. You said double?
It was a cheat week. Double. Anyways. Anyways. You know. Weight Watchers hit me up. And it was like, you don't need that milkshake. Because Ender did not bring me my milkshake.
Bro, a double and a milkshake?
Hey. I don't know. Come on. I said I had a hankering.
Okay.
But I don't know if Ender, you know, sipped down the Oreo shake and he was like, man, I can't give this to him. I've already slugged through half of the cup. Bro. But or he just left it
he
at
drank
Five
it?
Guys. It never made it to my porch. So I don't know. Say. And also DoorDash, y'all service. If somebody misses an item, come on, bro. You know how Five Guys is taxing, bro. That milkshake was $5. They said we'd give you $1.50 in credit. Keep your credit.
Oh, they changed it, bro. When I
maybe I'm just not dashy enough. I don't know. Maybe I'm not part of the Double Dash Club. Is that what they call them?
I don't remember.
I didn't have enough XP.
Because our pod doesn't know. I used to DoorDash. Mm-hmm. I DoorDashed for a month. And
many people
would,
have.
People would literally, and this used to affect my money. People and this is what would happen. They would order the food.
I won't cut you off.
No, well, good, yeah.
I tipped Ender $3.60.
Shake my hand.
I'm a good guy.
That's amazing.
I'm a good guy. And this was before he dropped it off.
50 cent tip, bro.
That's crazy.
Look.
I always give him over a dollar.
That's a dollar is all we ask. Because we're going to get something from them. This is usually like $5-$6. If your meal is over like $8, oh yeah, somebody's taking that. If you only order like two things, I'm gonna skip it. But look, this is what will happen. You do the order, whatever, and then you go get the food, bring it to them, and then as soon as you're walking up, because they can see like how close you are, they cancel. But you still bring the food to them because yes,
they be doing
the
that,
system. Bro. Oh. Oh my gosh. And then this is what would happen. So they cancel it, and then they'll ask me, do I have the food still? Like DoorDash will ask me, like, hey, do I still have the food? I sent it to them. And then, I've had that happen. I've had them call and say I messed it up. Like, I didn't bring them what they brought, what they asked for. And then DoorDash would be like, if you have two more issues, you know, we're cutting you off. It'd be, people be petty for real.
See, I'm a nice person, bro. I tip people decently what they should be paid, because Applebee's or Chili's doesn't pay you hourly enough. So I'll tip you a decent amount. Mm-hmm. Because in America, we have to pay people's employees for some reason. And on DoorDash, I'm pretty nice too, because I'm like, DoorDashers can do anything to your food, bro. Mm-hmm. They could honestly, like, put it in the driver's seat and sit on it for 30 minutes.
No, I ain't gonna lie, I never did that. I tried to take as much. I ain't had a DoorDasher bag, but I tried to take care of people's food.
Facts, bro.
But they drink in my drink, my cup holder.
Yeah, they can nibble on some fries, bro. So it's like,
I appreciate the customers or the companies that, you know, put the tape on the bag. Like Wingstop. Like, take the bag closed. Yeah. That's love.
So I know if it's tampered with, bro.
Man, or McDonald's. McDonald's just put the tape over the straw. That's real.
Yeah.
Or not over the straw, over the lid.
But like I said, it might not have been his fault. You know, Five Guys might not. Hey,
shout out to Ender. I hope that milkshake was good.
I don't know if it's in his car. I don't know if it was at the restaurant. I don't know if they didn't make it. Five Guys, they forget that they have milkshakes there. All the employees forget there's a machine that makes ice cream.
Five Guys is about as expensive as these Michelin-star restaurants.
Bro, that mug, bro.
They I know you spent, that. You had a milkshake. Wait, do you know the total?
It was 28.
Dang it, I was going to guess it.
Sorry, it was 28 after the tip. But I got like 20% off on DoorDash.
So. Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
And then I think it was free delivery.
Shout out DoorDash. You can't be perfect. I understand.
Man, I'm gonna go back there and make the food myself, because y'all been letting me down.
You gonna pay and make the food yourself? That's crazy.
Yeah, because they've been letting me down at this point. That's what you do at Korean barbecue places.
Dang. So I'll go back.
How would you feel? How do you feel about that concept? Like. I mean,
it's crazy. I'm being so serious. This is not you. You had no clue of this. Me and the fam were just talking about trying out Korean barbecue. For real?
No, I'm saying
I've never been.
I've never been either. But I don't. How do you feel about that concept? You have to make your own food.
I'm excited. And you pay for it. I'm excited because
you pay.
I know how to cook
to make your own food.
I know how to cook. That? Well, okay. I think it's gonna be fun. Now, I've never seen the prices. I've never looked at the prices. I don't know where we're going, kind of cuts of meat they have.
It's like choose your own adventure. Deli version.
They're literally having us pay. I mean, I guess you're right.
No, I was just saying, how do you feel about that concept? No.
I don't know.
How I feel about it is, I can't be mad if you're like, hey, go to Olive Garden, it's some $30 fettuccine. Hey, I didn't make it. Somebody plated it for me.
I'm not paying.
Somebody brought it to me. Fettuccine. Somebody, you know.
That's, put the Parmesan that's cool. on there. That's cool.
Fill my water up.
And I just need an extra cup. Like need an extra cup of Alfredo sauce. I'm sorry. I'm hungry. I'm sorry.
I'm saying is, like, how do you feel about paying to make your own food?
I'm going to do
outside
it.
Outside.
I'm going to do it.
Your kitchen. Okay.
I'm going to do it. I don't know how it's going to go. I will let you know how I feel next week, though.
Yeah. Tell them. Figure out those seasonings. That's probably gonna be the fun part.
Oh crap! You have to season your own meat too.
Yeah, they don't.
I've never been. I don't know.
I don't think they season it for you. I think like it's all like they just give you some raw meat, just cook it, season it, sauce it. You can't. I don't think
I am starving.
I don't think they have it marinated for you in the back, and they just have a chicken. I don't think they just have a chicken cutlet, and they're just like, yeah, go ahead and sear that. Because I mean, at that point,
my KBBQ people marinate the meat.
Nah.
Pause.
No, they're not doing that.
All right. I'm sorry. But okay, you've had a full week, brother. I'm glad you get to decompress here. At the FOE.
I need this because you know sometimes I, you know.
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's fun. It's Kobe year. It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm nodding my head to the music playing in the background right now.
Yeah.
But I got a question for you. Can I ask?
Sure.
You, my friend, are a creator. We all know this. Especially if you've been listening to the podcast for the past few years, off and on. You are a creator.
Unfortunately, yes.
I won't have you describe yourself. Unfortunately, it's crazy. I won't have you describe yourself. But what makes you different from an influencer? I personally feel like there are many similarities and also many differences. But I would like to hear your two cents.
I wouldn't even just put me in the club. I would just, from an outside perspective, I would say the difference between influencers and creators. The creators are more the people who kind of innovate, pioneer things, and like push something forward that might not be out yet or might not be up yet. Mm-hmm. The influencer kind of just catches on that wave. They get like the second end of it, the second coming of it,
right,
and push it forward to a direct target audience. There's nothing wrong with influencers. I don't have a problem with influencers, but it's just like something kind of like a Rihanna's Fenty brand. Like, mm-hmm. Rihanna thought of these different fashion and beauty supply stuff, mm-hmm. and then she tells like celebrities to like push it out and review it.
For sure.
Like, I think that is the difference. There's nothing wrong with it. I think both are needed in an industry where everything is marketed to people and you want people to buy into your brand. I think you definitely need both. Mm-hmm. But as of recently, I think it's kind of lopsided. I think a lot of people give a lot of credit to different influencers, and I don't know. If you asked me, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to having a conversation with an influencer and a creator and like the differences with an actual influencer. But I just think the creator has more talent than the influencer does. I will admit the influencer's talent is different because they can persuade an audience to buy into either their brand or them or whatever they're reviewing or whatever product they have on them. But it's just like at the same time, you just have a whole bunch of people who are following you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a fan base in a sense.
I would say like, create, like when you holding up creator on one hand, influencer on the other, it's like the perfect Venn diagram. Like there's similarities and then they have their own distinct differences. I feel like creators don't care whether they're in the light or not, because a real creator is gonna create regardless. Yeah. They're gonna do it. But influencers' main goal is to influence the audience.
Yeah.
So if it's something's hot right now, the influencer has to hop on that wave to stay relevant. Whereas creators, I mean, we could take any creator. You take Kanye, for example. If it's not hot right now, the creator is going to create what's going to be hot. That's where we get these ideas from. We get them from the creators, not influencers. But it, again, like you said, it's not like I don't have a problem with influencers. I think influencers are needed. They're needed to push whatever topics or culture, whether it be street culture or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, Keith Lee's an influencer. Mm-hmm. As much as we would mm-hmm. like to say, like, I mean, he's just trying these food places. Until he makes his own restaurant.
Facts.
Like, I mean, he's really just an influencer. The mm-hmm. inverse to something that would be a creator more so is, like,
he's influencing his audience to go try these places that he's been to.
And I was like, the comparison to like a creator, I guess, would be Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay does the same thing, but
right.
I mean, you have.
But he's a chef. That
you
creates.
Got Kitchen Nightmares. You got like, he'll go there and try and fix it, revamp mm-hmm. the menu, you know, put money back into the kitchen or the place, the restaurant. So it's like, it's different.
Yeah.
But I mean, both are cool. Both are needed. But I just don't want like this new age of kids to think like just influencer minded, because I think I don't think it's gonna die out, but it's gonna come to a point now where you know it's an ad.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were paid to do it. Like they are paying for this person's likeness at this point.
Yep.
And you know, it's cool being an influencer, but I want to see more influencers like do their own thing and create their own brands or restaurants or get into something else other than just mm-hmm. pushing other people's stuff
mm-hmm.
and waiting on the next trend.
We want to see creative influencers. That's what we want to see.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I think we should take it back to our childhood, brother.
Oh man. What about that?
Back to the early days. Please tell me. I want to know what yours, I know what mine is, of course. What is your go-to waking up in the morning. You went to sleep on a Friday night. You know, you was playing video games all night. You know, you was chilling. You woke up on a Saturday morning, just chilling. Everybody in the house is still asleep. It's like 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, somewhere in between.
I don't know the last time I woke up at 8 in the morning.
You wake up groggy eye, you walk in the kitchen.
Unfrosted Pop-Tarts. Oh, what?
I was going to say cereal. That's cool, too.
It's not cool.
No. Unfrosted is
unfrosted,
crazy.
Unfrosted cherry Pop-Tart.
I just heard Pop-Tarts.
Waking up to an unfrosted cherry Pop-Tart is torture. That's crazy. It's not torture. That's what I liked at the time.
I had to share, I had to pick a cereal with my sister, and she didn't like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's my favorite. But she liked Frosted Flakes. We could agree on that. So, that's crazy. Wake up to Frosted Flakes, bro. You get your bowl, you go in the living room. Mm-hmm. What is your Saturday morning cartoon? What is yours?
Okay, so, big bummer. I didn't have cable. So,
wait! at the time, you ain't have to have cable.
I mean, the most that we had, the most, like, Saturday morning-esque cartoons that I had growing up, like, mm-hmm. throughout the process of me waking up on a Saturday and watching cartoons, which was kind of rare, not gonna lie. But, that's the other kicker. But, it would be, like, ABC in the morning, or, what's that other one called? The CW news? For... No! I'm not watching Good Morning America, bro. No, it was like
or CW, yeah. So CW for kids,
you got CW for kids. Like they used to like compete Kid with each other.
Science Kid.
No, that is PBS. Whoa, oh, we're okay, getting our brands mixed
my
up.
My bad.
That's every day. Sid coming on a Saturday. Sid cutting that off. This ain't the weekday, bro.
Seen it all day, all week.
Nah, bro. I'm not trying to learn on the weekend. But no, so you had CW for kids, and then you said you would have ABC in the morning. I believe that's what it's called. It's called ABC something. I can't remember. The newer kids don't know anything about that.
I'm gonna tell you what it's
called. But they would have Power Rangers. I'm not watching Power Rangers. no diss to the people that like Power Rangers. I'm not watching that. That was the first one that came on. I'd be like, oh my goodness. But it'd be ABC. I would watch. What did they used to show? They used to have a couple. I can't remember. I think they used to show like a couple Disney Channel shows.
Static Shock.
Static Shock was on there?
In the morning.
I didn't catch that.
That's not my favorite, but nah. Static Shock
was on. And I forgot NBC. They would have Q-Bo come on.
Q-Bo with this little Q.
I didn't have cable.
I forgot about that.
It's the Broke Boys Saturday morning, bro.
You didn't have to have cable back then,
though. There was this one dude who had a multiple personality disorder. He would come on. I'm so serious. I don't know what that show is on Q-Bo, but he's like, he has like multiple versions of him. You got the penguins coming on in the morning.
You talking about from Madagascar?
No. Q-Bo's penguins. Oh. One of them's name was Nigel. So, I used to watch that. Bro, they were like what? These. Then you had Jane the Dragon.
Wait. I need to find the penguins.
Yeah, Q-Bo was interesting. Oh, they had VeggieTales. Didn't watch that.
Jane the Dragon.
Q-Bo was
Jacob Tutu.
Was it
Zula Patrol? All
right. this is
what penguins are you talking about,
bro? Just look up Q-Bo penguins, bro.
Dragon Tales.
Was Dragon Tales on there?
Said from 99 to 2005 on Q-Bo.
That's interesting. But I will mainly watch CW for kids.
Oh, it's called Penguins. I'm asleep.
No, it's literally called Penguins.
3-2-1 Penguins. That's what it's called.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. Okay.
I think my favorite was probably TMNT, the 2003 run of it.
For sure.
Watching that on CW.
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Not the real life one.
I think they would also show. On one of them, they would show like Dragon Ball Z. Oh, I would just see a little bit of the episode, never get to watch the full thing. Big bummer, y'all. I was not a Saturday cartoon kid.
You wasn't a morning bird.
No, I was. Oh. I wanted to watch TV.
Oh, you just wouldn't watch TV.
We just didn't have cable.
That's okay.
No,
you make it
wasn't.
Sound like it's bad. I didn't have cable.
I was watching Penguins on Q-Bo. It's not okay. It's not okay. On the rare occasion that I woke up on a Saturday and was
you
like,
"You go to school. You go to school, and they ask you if you heard about the saw the last episode.
Did you hear? Did you watch Goku drop the spirit bomb? No, I don't have Nicktoons, bro. Man, But nah, it was cool, but I really got to wake up in the morning and watch cartoons. That wasn't my agenda as a child.
That's fair.
Wasn't allowed to. Go ahead.
My show, that's fair. That's crazy, though. I'm sorry. You've had a piece taken from you.
But for sure.
I digress. My show came on the channel ABC, which I believe had Jetix, mm-hmm. was the name of the
That was part time. Of it for a little bit.
And
I'm serious.
No, yes, I know. My favorite show.
All right, I'm not going to look at you, bro.
Was so funny. My show was Power Rangers.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
That's why I laughed when you looked at me.
I just was not looking
at you. Power Rangers Dino Thunder was my show.
I think they used to show that like at 11 though, right? And then they would like start showing early football stuff after that.
Yes. Hated it goes that. Right into the Colts. Yeah,
as soon as Power Rangers on, you're like, whoop, that's it. I woke up too late. Missed all the good stuff.
Missed your 2-hour window of TV.
Missed all the good stuff. They just got Power Rangers.
They go
now.
From Power Rangers straight to the Colts warming up. You see Peyton Manning with his long neck getting thrown warm up footballs. Throwing the Dallas Clark.
Oh my goodness. Man.
Back in the day. No, that Power Rangers Dino Thunder.
Dallas Clark. That unlocked a childhood memory.
Hey, no gloves. The OG, number 44. Best tight end to ever do it.
Hey, he need to come back, man. I ain't seen him in the city in a minute, bro.
Dallas is the man is living his life, I'm sure. But regardless, speaking of childhood.
That was it? It was just Power Rangers. That's it. That's what you woke up in the morning.
I was easy to please.
You woke up in the morning and you just Power Rangers. That's
when it was on, yeah.
You didn't adventure out nothing else?
I was gonna play basketball outside, bro. I couldn't only sit down for so long.
You're right.
I wouldn't sit for hours watching TV. I was like, all right, can I dribble the basketball outside now? And I'm outside. I was hooping. I was in the street playing basketball. But something else I did do, not on Saturday mornings, but at nighttime. What is your favorite racing game of all time? You know mine. You said it last episode, but I'm going to say it again.
Game or games? Can we say more than one?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
Bro, this is our show.
Facts. Y'all don't make the rules. Y'all just got to listen to us. Y'all are forced to. I think my favorite one
I'm
of
sorry,
all time.
I got two.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
That's
go
fine. On. You want to start from the...
No. Hey. It's all you.
I'll do it in whatever order I want to.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's my podcast. Favorite one, Need for Speed, Most Wanted, the 2011 version, not the PS2 and all that, like the PS3, Xbox 360 era. Had that on my PS Vita. Those were wonderful
PS Vita.
Times. Yeah.
I got a funny story about this man's PS Vita, but go ahead.
I don't know where that's going to go.
Oh, yeah. I'm finna air it out.
But the PS, I had that on the PS Vita. I don't know why I didn't have it on the PlayStation 3. But, man, I probably put like 800 hours into that game, Jesus. If that's possible.
Bro.
I don't know if that's possible.
What are you doing?
That's all I had. It was a PS. Okay. You're gonna laugh. That's all that the PS. That's all that was on the PS Vita. What else am I gonna play? That's all they had was that Uncharted and like PlayStation Heroes. Y'all don't even know what that is.
With the little sock dude.
Yeah, the PlayStation. It was like.
There's a meme of him right now.
Okay. It was like Smash Bros. Before the PlayStation.
Okay.
So you had Kratos squaring up with Ratchet and Clank.
That's, I ain't gonna lie, that sounds hard.
And like Fat Princess versus, what's his name? Parappa? The rapper, the 2D rapper dog. Anyways, I'm dating myself. But nah, bro, there was nothing else to play on there. So I was just, you know, racing on there. Porsche 911 Carrera, you know, you unlock.
Ooh,
unlock the Bugatti Veyron, bruh. The Lamborghinis were OP in there, but that Bugatti was insane. Like, the Bugatti was so quick, you could not drive it down the highway without crashing it.
Yep.
So, that's always going to be, like, one of my top racing games. You can still play it if you have a...
PlayStation. Not Gold, but, like, Ultimate.
Maybe, but I know it's on an EA type of Game Pass.
Not on the Vita, guys. Not on the Vita.
we're talking about. We can. If you want to, you know, dust off the Vita and pop that bad boy back in. I mean, the Vita is an OLED display. Oh, man.
Display.
I'm dyslexic, if you guys didn't know. I'm not reading anything. I'm just talking, though. But no, it has an OLED display, so like, that's better than what the Switch has at launch.
Talk about it.
No. That great game. Great game. If you, it's like a perfect mix between Need for Speed and Burnout.
EA, we need a remaster.
They're not gonna do it. EA sucks.
Please.
Nope. They can't even revive NBA Live. The next one will be Burnout. Any of the Burnouts, I can't Burnout, pick between Paradise, like Revenge, sure, or Paradise.
Paradise is my favorite because I like cruising, but Revenge was more fun,
more arcadey. You could crash for out, sure, and do some takedowns.
Man, that's how I learned how to sideswipe.
There was demolition times where like you could just, there'd be like a pile of cars, and you just drive as fast as you can into all the cars, and they would all explode. So yeah, that's my type of, that's, you know. Who cares about racing? Let's destroy, bro, some cars. And then my last one, like my third one, would probably be Mario Kart Double Dash.
Wow! That is not what I thought you were going to say. Okay.
I'm sorry. No, that's fair. I know the audio peaked right there. But
that's crazy.
What's wrong with Mario Kart?
Nothing's wrong. You're missing a crucial piece to our... Nothing. Never mind.
You're gonna say
Mario Kart's cool. No,
you're
no,
gonna say don't that repeat. I'm, but I didn't play that game, so I can't be like that's my favorite one.
Okay, you got.
I was a backseat gamer.
My fault. I didn't know you didn't play that.
For the stuff, I'm not familiar with your game, but for like games that I didn't think I would be into, or I was like too young to play at the time, I'll just watch my cousin play it, and that would be good enough for me.
Okay. Mario Kart's cool. Don't get twisted. My fault,
America. No. I was just.
No, I know.
Double Dash is up there, though. Double Dash is up there, though. Grew up on that.
Double Dash.
Mm-hmm. That's when they had, like, the dope, like, somebody would be on the side cart.
Okay.
That was, like, GameCube.
Didn't have a GameCube or a Wii, surprisingly, or a Nintendo anything. But I have played Mario Kart a few times. Very cool game. Okay. So, I have one, but I have an honorable mention.
Okay.
Need for Speed, not Most Wanted. Fun fact, I've never played Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Either of them?
No, just Most Wanted.
I've never played
Most Wanted. I saw it, but I didn't play it. I had Need for Speed Carbon.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that
very
is.
Very good game. Very good game. I've heard Most Wanted blows everything out the water. But that's okay. That's my honorable mention.
What system was Carbon on?
PS2. I had it on PlayStation 2.
There's so many, like...
Need I think it was speeds. It was before. It was definitely before Most Wanted. What,
like, bro? There'd be Need for Speed Turbo. There'd be Need for Speed Carbon, Hot Pursuit, like
Most Wanted, and then there Need for Speed Underground.
Bro, there's Need for Speed Oxymoron.
First few were Oxymoron.
No, it'd be like Need for Speed just random stuff.
The first
bro.
One was Underground. Hey, that was making. EO was making bread.
Was Carbon? I think I might have had Carbon. Was that the one? It sounds crazy. But remember when they used to have them water tubs on the side of the highway? I don't think they do that anymore. It's 2024.
Oh, like on the the barrel?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so like that's real though. Like instead of sand, it was water.
Do they still do that? I don't think they do.
This was, bro, PlayStation 2.
No, I'm talking they had that in real life.
Oh, they do sand now.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense. So
sand is a lot, lot better than, or not better, but last.
I just remember I couldn't drive.
Water creates mildew.
I'd be driving this green car, and
when you wash your car with the in the yellow barrels.
I would just run into them and crash them, and I just remember that it's like a game mechanic. It's like I would always run into those, but I don't know if that's. Carbon.
That was in. That's a normal thing. It was water at one point, but water became not as sustainable as sand. But
J.Dot Smitty, fun fact.
No.
The more you know.
That's crazy. No. Yeah, that was my honorable mention, but my number one, Nigel mentioned it last time. Midnight Club LA, the complete edition.
Yeah.
That is that's probably top three favorite game of all time.
Yeah, I've never owned Midnight Club.
Great game. They really did the city of LA justice. I mean, this is back when the Sidekick was popping. Like, they had the ads and the billboards for the T-Mobile Sidekick. This is back when cell phones had specific.
What year was that?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Okay, so you'd be cruising. What would be the soundtrack? Some Killer Mike?
No. Oh gosh, wow. It was The Game. It was The Game.
The Game.
Nas had Slim a song Thug, on there called Sly Fox.
David Banner.
Not, David Banner was on there. Oh, my bad. David Banner was on there. What'd you say after?
I said David Banner, Slim Thug.
Not Slim Thug.
Nah.
Carrie Hilson.
What?
Yeah, she had a banger on there with...
A banger? What?
With Nas.
What?
Song.
What year is it? Oh.
Songs, brother.
Carrie...
What do you think I said?
Carrie Hilson. I don't know. I thought of the lady that sung Sunday Night Football. I'm sorry.
No. Hey, yo.
Forgive me.
No, she.
Forgive me, Carrie Hilson. Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. She made Pretty Girl Rock.
I know. Now. Okay. I was thinking like Carrie Underwood or somebody.
No.
Or that lady who sings Sunday Night Football. I don't know who that woman is.
I don't know what you're talking about. Wait, I'm trying to think who else was on there. Oh, Snoop was on there. But, you know, West Coast. It was a West Coast thing. But very fun game. Race and mechanics were ahead of their time. It was good for what we had. But that's my game. Midnight Club, L.A., for sure.
Okay.
Top of the line.
I'm sorry if I sound delusional, y'all. I haven't laughed all week. I'm sorry.
Well, we know after that monologue.
I wouldn't laugh either if I'm stirring queso and rice and beans. Yeah. That's lunch.
And lettuce.
No, I don't put lettuce on those don't? Bowls. Oh, okay. Nah, I'm a normal human. No shade to anybody, but come on, bro. We're not. I don't want hot lettuce. You like hot lettuce? It's okay if you do. Admit it.
I don't like lettuce at all.
Hey, there we go. Okay.
What are we getting into next? Wait till we're down the line. We're gonna say something like that. Niggas sending us bags of lettuce.
Warm lettuce is crazy.
I hope our fan base becomes trolls.
No, I don't. I don't.
Bags of lettuce at your house.
No, because when I go to Qdoba, I need my chicken. Like, please. Please.
You don't know how funny that was.
Putting a burrito bowl together with no protein, and I paid for protein. Like, I want to talk to your CEO right now. Right now. I hadn't ate anything all day. I didn't even eat breakfast that day.
That's insane. I'm so sorry. That's why you were angry. You,
4 p.m. Bro, No. 4 p.m. I haven't ate. It's 4 p.m. It's steaming. I heated it up for like 45 seconds. You know.
In the tin? You didn't blow up the microwave?
It's not. It's not Chipotle.
It's the paper. It's
not Chipotle.
I'm sorry.
Don't.
It's the guys, brown.
If
the
you
brown
got,
mold.
If you have Chipotle, don't heat it up unless you want to get fired. If you want to get fired,
you want to die. You know what I mean? You want to lose your life? You want to stop breathing?
You'll just lose your job. You'll be all right.
You'll be one to survive.
You can always walk away.
Blows up the building.
You can always walk away. Just like a bad conversation, walk. You can walk away.
Walk.
Anyways, but no, bro. I hadn't eaten and it was 4 p.m. Yes, I take my lunch breaks at 4. Oh, man. But anyways.
1985 was the last time the All-Star Weekend, the festivities, everything was in Indiana. It's also the same year Michael Jordan, with his dunk contest, won his first He did the free throw line for the first time. It's been done before, but he did it for the first time. It's where his airness was born.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that was the best dunk contest of all time with Dominique Wilkins going back and forth.
That was a good one.
Jerome Kershey was in there as well from Portland.
Who knows? I just know the history of right. Dominique and Michael.
They had some battles.
That was good.
But speaking of battles, what was your... I was going to say what was the best dunk contest ever, but I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings. So what was your favorite dunk contest ever? From
That's
85 to
them.
Now.
That's okay. One of them.
Okay.
I can't say I've watched too many All-Star Weekend like dunk contests live. Mm-hmm. The ones that we did watch live, that one in, I think, 2016 or 2015 against LaVine and Aaron Gordon. 16. That one was hard. That one was crazy.
In Toronto. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That one was a good one. That's probably the best one I've seen. Mm-hmm. But some of my favorites that I've just seen through like highlights as a kid on YouTube. I don't want to steal any of yours, so I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you name yours. No. I'm going to do the honorable mentions. Mentions after you say yours.
No. You're not going to steal mine because great minds think alike. You couldn't steal it.
I guess we're not great then because we're not thinking alike. But anyways.
Game. You already said mine.
Oh.
2016 was the best dunk contest of all time.
Oh, my bad.
No, they know you're bad. That was the best of all time.
I was like, that's the best one we've seen to where like, but I forget who ruined it. Was it Wade who ruined that one, or he ruined the one next year? Because they did rematch after
that. It was
Zach Shaq. LaVine won both times.
Zach LaVine won both times, yes. But it was Shaq that time.
Ah, yeah. Stupid.
He gave him a 9 on that. Actually really good dunk when you go back and look at it. And in real time, it didn't look like anything. But when you go back and you look at Aaron Gordon, pull it all the way behind his head and all the way down between his legs and then reverse.
Why is jumping over a mascot that's like...
That was a different dunk. But that was still hard too. The 360 windmill... With the moving
I'm talking
mascot.
About the one where he went under both legs.
That was hard too. He completely cleared him.
Where he
that was his second dunk.
Where the mascot was doing a 360 on the what do you call them things?
Hoverboard.
And he picked it up, put it under both legs and dunked it.
Imagine
over him.
Somebody just got out of jail. They never saw the dunk contest. You show them just Aaron Gordon's dunks from this contest, and you tell this man he lost.
Is he going back?
I'd be baffled.
Oh, sorry.
I would go back. Bro, Zach LaVine's dunks were cool. Okay. I understand why they gave it to him. But in my opinion, Aaron Gordon should have won. That's just me.
That first one was
cool. That's just me.
He was every dunk was like a 50.
Maybe.
Every single one.
My reasoning may be because I know what it takes to do those dunks, like physically. And it's insane. But I guess if you do through the legs... two steps from the free throw line, because he wasn't behind the free throw line, but he did through the legs from a very far distance. I guess you can give him that, whatever. But when you jump from the free throw line 2 to 3 times in one bout, that's like you reusing jokes, bro. You're not winning the roast.
Yeah, I don't know.
Aaron
why
Gordon was way more creative. If you're gonna use the mascot twice, once he cleared him completely. This is a mascot, not just a regular human.
This is a mascot. He's literally on a hoverboard, and he's moving around.
When he said, I remember
watching it. Like, you got to position the ball perfectly at the perfect time.
Real time, bro. I remember watching it. I was like, okay, he about to, catch it from him. And No. He said, spin around. I said, that's hard.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he messed up too many times on
that. I think that was the main thing about both of them. Up until like the last dunk maybe, they didn't miss. Because, Shaq was only giving out 10s if you made it on the first try.
Yeah.
And they were going back and forth. That was a battle. But the only other, you can go ahead because you stopped.
I was like, the only ones that I've seen is like better than that. And before we pivot to the honorable mention one, that is what ruined the dunk contest forever. Like, them slighting Aaron Gordon 2 years in a row.
2 years.
Cool, you don't
row,
get them.
Bro.
It's like, cool, I'm not going to be in it no
I
more.
I wouldn't do it again either.
That's insane.
You know, just keep going to come in second place? No
I think he literally changed his jersey number to 50 after that, bro.
That would
after
be
the
crazy.
After the D-Wade issue, he changed his number to 50.
I don't blame him.
But I think some other ones that were honorable mentions, definitely Nate Robinson. When he dunked over Dwight Howard in those kryptonite
year.
Phone posits.
Was that 2010? What was it?
Now? I don't know. Were New York Nate Robinson days.
Yeah.
Very old.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
That guy.
He dunked over Dwight Howard. 5'9".
Going against Dwight Howard, that's just a spectacular.
So it was Lex Luthor. He had like some Lex Luthor phone posits.
Yeah, the green ones.
The
kryptonite
green
boys.
Knicks. Is it on the Celtics or the Knicks? I think it was the Green Knicks uniform.
It was a Green Knicks uniform.
And yep. He jumped over to Dwight Howard and dunked it. Yeah. So
that's tough.
That one was a good one. Another one I can remember is Gerald Green blowing out a cupcake and dunking at the same time.
Blowing it out. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That one was crazy. And I can't think of any other ones. Surprisingly, I did not see the dunk contest that Kobe was in where he won it. I haven't seen that one.
It wasn't all that. I think Kobe won that one because of his swagger. When you do get a chance to go
that's
back
a good
and look
dunk though.
That's no,
a
it's
dunk
a great
that
dunk.
They used that logo
but it wasn't
for.
Nothing like spectacular. Yeah. I think it was just because of. I mean, he had that. He walked with that swagger. I mean, he's dating Brandy. He's about that. But that was it was cool.
And definitely the Vince Carter ones. Like, yep. Everybody's seen the Vince Carter.
The 2001. And most people will go to the 2001. When you say which one is the best ever, they'll say the 2001 with Vince Carter was top. Yes, I completely understand. I don't take anything away from Vince. But my thing is, with 2016, you had a battle. With 2000, it was Vince and Tracy. And then I think Bob Shura. It was a short Caucasian guy. It was real. It wasn't nothing crazy. It was just Vince. Like, Vince won that dunk contest from the first dunk. Like, Vince didn't have no competition. Tracy was not competing with him. Tracy knew he wasn't competing with him and said it in an interview before the thing. He said, "I've seen all his dunks. I'm not competing with him." And what happened? Vince Carter just unleashed Vinsanity.
But yeah, it the dunk contest used to mean something.
I'm not mad at it, but.
And what's the other dude?
Mac McNugget? McNugget?
I don't know his name.
White meat.
He's literally I don't even think he's on the NBA team.
No, he's on a 2-way contract with the 76ers.
He's not even on the 76ers anymore, I don't think.
Oh, there's the Magic. Sorry. Yeah. Osceola Magic. That's their.
Who?
Osceola.
Acai?
What? No.
Acai, bro?
Osceola.
Acai Refresher?
Hold on. No,
bro, don't play with me, bro. What is this name, bro?
That's the city.
Bro, the city's named after a fruit?
No, bro. Osceola. Watch this. Pronunciation. No, you gonna play me. Turn it up. Turn it up.
Osceola.
I was right. What I was right. That? That's the city.
Osceola Magic. That's interesting. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I know.
You know, there's a new city in America every day.
It's a city in Iowa.
What?
What?
Okay, I'm so confused.
Did I say something wrong?
What G League? Why does Magic. Iowa have a G League?
Are the...
Go ahead. Let me stop talking.
They are the G League affiliate team for the Magic, the Orlando Magic. It's the Osceola Magic. Bro, I'm for real.
It's confusing because the Pacers are the only NBA team that own their G League
team. Yes, the other ones don't. Not like that.
So they're just everybody else is just affiliates. So that's why it's confusing.
Why they call them G League affiliates. Yes, they're affiliated with. Oh, there's Mac McClung right there. They're affiliated with the NBA team, but they're
not. So they play in Iowa.
Yes,
I'd be mad.
Iowa doesn't get much other basketball other than Caitlin Clark. Yes. Shout out Caitlin Clark. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, but they don't get much basketball.
The fever is waiting for you. Go ahead and declare.
Come to Indiana, please.
Go ahead and
declare. I will come to a game and spend $20 on a Courtside ticket.
How many first round draft picks does the Fever have?
Enough good Lord. Enough to win.
Number one. They had number one last year. She's good.
Heck, got Kaiser Godric?
She's not.
A few years ago, though, but she's was number in the first four. Round.
But yeah, I don't know, man. They need to figure that situation out with the Fever. I want to go to a Fever game.
I would like to go to a Fever game.
Put it on there. Put it on the pod, you know? A frequency Friday.
FOE frequency goes to the. We're gonna do it at the game.
Yep. Side by side reporter.
Look, how much do you think a suite would cost at a Fever game?
Courtside is probably $280. Maybe.
You wanna go? Hey. You wanna go?
If Kaiser was on the team, I'd go. But.
All right.
But yeah, we'll see.
The suite's cool too, though. We could do the pod at the. Baker's
I could get. That's easy. Get it for free.
Oh,
not that the WNBA is not profitable. I just got.
I wasn't even thinking like that.
I just got connects like that. You know.
Say less. Why haven't we done this sooner?
Because the WNBA is not out right now.
You're right.
Summertime. I said it like summertime though. I said it like it was Kung Fu Panda 4. It's not out right now.
Okay.
No, eventually we'll go to one, and then we'll leave a review
for sure. We'll just like detail the entire trip.
Nope.
Bro, I never told the PS Vita story.
Okay, go ahead. Let's circle back. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you can spin a block. It's okay.
All right. So Nigel's going to remember as soon as I say it. He's probably not going to remember part of the story. But this is what
happened.
Excuse
me. I didn't mean to do that in the mic.
Man. No, I'm playing. So my first time spending the night at his house, we're playing video games. We were playing Madden the entire day. Really? It's snowing outside. Yes. Huh? We lived in the house with the brick chimney.
Huh?
Yes.
We were. I didn't have a PS Vita then.
No. It was a PSP of some variety.
Yeah, it was a PSP.
Okay. Probably a PSP. PSP, PS Vita. Same thing.
No, it's not. It's literally not.
All right.
I'm not about to be.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, America. It was PSP. It wasn't a Vita. It was a PSP. Sir. Okay. Regardless, this is what this man was doing.
I was playing Michael Jackson. His mom said, with you.
No, that's not what you were playing. His mom said we had to go to bed. That was cool. We went tripping. He's in his bed.
I know what's about to happen.
He's in his bed, and I'm on the floor. I feel on my shoulder a tap. Jamie. I'm like, huh? I'm actually trying to go to sleep for real. He said,
I feel
he
like
said, bro.
Go ahead, man.
You want to watch?
Bro, it's not unheard of.
He said, you want to watch Daddy Daycare with
me? All right, bro. All right,
bro. I said, no, bro. I'm trying to go to sleep.
All right, bro. I'm pretty sure.
Bro, he kept asking me.
I'm pretty sure I offered a nice little selection of movies other than Daddy Daycare. I'm pretty sure.
No, it was Daddy Daycare with Cuba Gooding.
That's Daddy Daycamp. It's different. It's a totally different plot.
No.
I had both. I had Daddy Daycare with Eddie Murphy. I had Daddy Daycamp with Cuba Gooding Jr. And I had Spider-Man 2. I'm pretty sure I landed
you didn't even
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2.
Listen, and yes, I watched Spider-Man 2 every night before I went to bed. I could probably recite that movie like a Bible verse. Every night.
Stop, bro, my stomach. Stop. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
And I would alternate. Sometimes I get tired of Spider-Man 2, pop in Daddy Day Camp. You know? This is what's getting me into Slumberland. This was getting me into Snooze Town tonight. I used to have a problem.
I'm tearing up, bro.
I don't know what they call it, but I used to have a problem where I could not go to sleep unless like I was watching something or listening to something.
You needed white noise or black noise, whatever color.
Something. I needed something.
No, that's funny.
Oh man.
But pivoting back, we pivoted out. Now I'm pivoting back into the paint.
Okay.
What is the criteria to be considered the greatest of all time? Basketball is what we're talking about.
So,
Oh, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you also give me your top three? This wasn't talked
about. Huh? Goats?
I would say your top three NBA players of all time.
Oh, man. It's not going
to
be.
Doesn't have to be in specific order.
Okay. Kobe.
And keyword potties. It is your top three.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to judge it off of NBA. Oh, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic. I'm not going to act like I've been watching like basketball games forever. Mm-hmm. I used to hate basketball as a kid. I think it was very boring to me. I started getting into it. Like, I literally didn't start getting into basketball until that Paul George era where the Pacers
were
good. Because I used to be based off of hometown.
Of course.
So if the Colts ain't good, the Pacers ain't good, I'm not watching it.
We're in
the
Eastern Conference Finals.
But, as much as I would, like, dislike him on a GOAT basis, LeBron is up there. I used to play as LeBron on every single 2K. To act like I don't like LeBron is crazy.
LeBron's a dog, brother.
LeBron is up there. as for my favorites, I do like LeBron sometimes. I just know. Hate going against him.
I know who your three are.
Honorable mention, before I get to the other two, Penny Hardaway. I used to watch a whole bunch of like Penny Hardaway highlights, and I used to be fascinated with that penny symbol. Only person that was like rocking pennies, like foams, or even like the penny fives.
You did have foams. You did have a few.
The penny fives, that stuff. I had a lot of penny fives. But yeah, I like penny. But my top two is probably MJ and Kobe. I like Kobe a lot. Kobe, probably my favorite out of all of them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Just not even like just what he does on the court, but just like mindset, the grind to like be. Because I feel like Kobe's whole thing is like he's very talented. He has a lot of skill, but Kobe is Kobe because of hard work, not because he had like this crazy body like LeBron or this crazy skill set like Michael Jordan for his time period. It was just hard work. Just outworked everybody. So them are some of my favorite basketball players.
I personally would say I don't agree with the, like, when we're talking about criteria, I don't agree with the whole who has more rings is the GOAT. Because there's guys that play in the league, I mean, as we know, that were had different skill levels. Like, I'm talking about the opponents of who these guys were playing. So, say, like, Bill Russell or Wilt. The opponents that they were playing against were of different skill level than we have today.
Yeah.
And so, I think it's the guy that not only impacts the game the most, but has won as well. So, rings do play a part, but I don't think they're the all-be-all.
Yeah, I think they kind of have to, though. If you're the greatest of all time. You could be I've heard this debate, the boat and the goat. Like, you could be the best of all time. Like, cool, you didn't win anything.
You had one of the best
of all time.
Being and the greatest. And that's my third thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My third thing is just being the most. Yeah. So, my three criteria. You got to impact the game the most. Person who has won. I wouldn't say the most, but you had to have won to be the goat. And the most all-around skilled player. Those three things consider the GOAT. And your top three are my top three. MJ being one, LeBron is two for me, and Kobe is three. And this it's not my favorite player, but we're talking GOAT, regardless of favor. Because if it was favorites, I mean, it's going to be KD. That's for me. But I digress. It's MJ number one. He impacted the game heavily because before MJ was there, the league was struggling. He has won 6 chips, come on.
Yeah.
And then, all-around skilled player. He's one of the best.
Yeah, he had, like people don't talk about it. He had a statue outside the United Center in 94.
Ben had it.
In 94.
Mm-hmm. And then LeBron impacted the game. The man had the world on his shoulders in 2003.
Yeah.
In high school. At 17 years old. Imagine when you were 17, bro.
As much as I don't like LeBron, I don't like the, what do you call it? The debate around LeBron. That's it. LeBron is a very cool person. LeBron funny. I mean, he's been playing our entire lives. It's hard to not grow up and like LeBron. But, you know, he did put on that Miami Heat costume. You know, that's like a villain costume, that jersey. But it is what it is. You know, people got to do what they do with their career.
Had to do what he had to do, for sure.
But I would definitely say, I mean, he's definitely one of the GOATs, if not the GOAT. I mean, he's won on 3 different teams. He's brought a championship everywhere he's been. So, except the first Cavaliers team, but who could win with those pieces?
But technically speaking, to all the organizations he's played for, he's brought
a ring. You're still evaluating the GOATs that you named off? Or you?
No, I mean, LeBron and Kobe both impacted the game. Kobe impacted the game, as you can see. Has won, of course, they have rings. And then most all-around skilled player. Yeah. Kobe was all-around skilled. LeBron is all-around skilled. MJ.
Yeah, I think
that's all. To me, the last thing I have to say about that, argue with your mama.
Yeah, if we've been honest, I think my only criteria, if I'm like grading all 75, now 76 years of NBA players, it would have to be like, to be the GOAT, be in that debate, you will have, at least for me, this is my criteria, you at least have to have led a team to the NBA Finals. Led
the team. Okay.
In my honest opinion, I think you gotta have at least 3 of them chips. At least 3.
At least 3.
To be a GOAT.
That is like, Not too far out there, but I like that criteria.
To be a GOAT, like the greatest, like top 5 all time, all 76 years of basketball. 3 of them
things.
Because, I mean, if you are a really, really good basketball player, as you say you are, then you should have been able to win. And and there's people who built super teams and couldn't win. There's people who went all the way to the finals and didn't win.
There's teams that built super teams and only won once.
Yeah, so it's like, I feel like the greatest, when we talk about being great, some of the greatest basketball players have at least 3.
To piggyback off that, I feel like to be the greatest, you have to be hungry enough to win the first one, and then hungry enough to win 2 more, or win some more.
Definitely
like,
gotta be a dominant.
You can't be satisfied after. I feel like, this is just me, in my opinion, I feel like the Celtics 07-08 team when they won. It was a great team.
Yeah, those both of them are GOATs.
But it settled. It, like, after they won, they just rode on that one ring.
That's crazy.
And just never.
They talk about that team all the time, and they've only won once.
One time, bro. And they live on it, bro. They live on. You can't. There's no other island to go to.
I'm pretty sure there's like. There. Don't both Piston teams have more than one? Yeah. Or they only got one? Yeah.
The Bad Boy Pistons in 87-88, they beat Jordan to get to the finals. And then and they beat the Was it the Lakers twice? I don't remember who the first team was, but in the 88-89,
I know the new Pistons. I know the newer age Pistons have at least one or two too.
Yep. So like, so they went back to back. The Bad Boy Pistons went back to back. And then 2002, 2003 and 2003-2004, I believe. Don't quote me on that one. I just know the
new Pistons. I don't know how many they got, but I know they got
Rasheed
at least
Wallace, Tayshaun Prince, Rip Hamilton.
Yeah, that's
they it. Won twice. They won back to back too.
That always Celtics only won once, bro.
Only like, won one time. They live on it, bro.
That is
KG and Paul Pierce talk about it all the time.
That literally keeps like Doc Rivers' resume afloat. That championship right there.
Doc Rivers is the first coach to coach three games in an NBA season and become the All-Star game coach. I feel like no other coach wanted to do it. That's what I feel.
Hey, it is what it is. But for my criteria, I feel like you would at least have to win three of them things, bro. Yeah. There's just so many players that are dominant and have had more than three. Because that's what it used to be back in the day when it came to like Jordan, Bird, and Isaiah Thomas, or even Magic. It was like, okay, to win one, you got one. Mm-hmm. Cool. We all got one in this era. Two, you got two.
Two
but
is
to
cool.
Win three times in a row? Like, in a row is crazy.
Oh,
but
in a row,
three
yeah,
times,
sure.
Period. So, and then my last thing for the criteria, I mean, I just feel like you got to have at least three championships. That's just me saying that because so many people have so many rings nowadays. And in order to, if you're going to be great, then great people gonna follow you and y'all gonna be able to get more than one. You know what I mean? So, and especially in this new era of basketball, like, but
hey, talk about just a hot take to leave off of. Steph Curry, top five.
I think I put him five.
I don't know who I have four.
I would like to put him at four.
Y'all heard my three. I don't know who the fourth is. It could be Curry. I don't know for real, but I could safely put him at five.
I would like to put Curry up there. but I think my last criteria piece is like you have to have at least one MVP. Like you have to be unanimously the best player for at least
that
one season.
For sure. Yeah, okay.
For at least one.
Okay.
You gotta have one.
I ain't mad at it.
The thing, I don't like to get into the Curry debate because a lot of people say he can't be one of the greatest players because he's not well-rounded defense. It's really deep. That's it. I think that's the only thing that's holding Curry back from being in that conversation. Because if we think about it, Curry has what? I hit the desk. But Curry has what, four? Mm-hmm. He won one before KD.
Yeah.
He won one after KD.
He won one when he brought something new to the game that the game couldn't keep up with. But wasn't there yet. He changed the game.
Literally.
Go back to my criteria. Not knocking anybody else's criteria. Impacted the game. Mm-hmm. Curry impacted the game.
For sure.
Has won rings. To me, it just has won. And, okay, my third is most all-around skilled player. But I feel like his shooting makes up for it. Not only does he shoot well, he moves without the ball exceptionally. He would not have half of the shots he has if he wasn't able to move without the ball.
Yeah, I don't have a rebuttal for you. I think Curry is one of the greatest. I think he's four. I think he gets slighted a lot.
I don't think he should be slighted. And I think I feel like if you were to say to that man's face that he was top five and he was the fifth, like top five all time, I don't think he'd have a problem with it.
I think he's four.
He could be four.
There's nothing wrong.
I'm not arguing.
But if Curry has two more rings, y'all are calling him the GOAT. That's my only thing.
I don't want to hear nothing about
two rings make up for defense. So it's like, I mean, we think about they lost to the Raptors and they lost to the Cavaliers.
If he had two more, he would have six.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
He'd have more than Bron.
How many finals has he been to? Six or seven? Six?
Seven, because they just won. That has to be seven.
The Cavs only won once though.
I know. I'm saying they just won.
He's 4-2 in the finals, I think.
Didn't they just beat somebody when they had Jordan Poole?
Yeah, they beat the Celtics.
The Celtics, though, not Bron and them.
But that's his fourth ring, is what I'm saying. That's
the last okay, ring okay. You were talking about last win. Okay.
Yeah, because I was like, they went to they had he's 4-2 in the finals, I think.
6 appearances.
Yeah, 4-2.
According to Google.
Yeah, 4-2, bro. Like, if he literally, and he's one game away from winning against the Cavs, and if I'm not mistaken, with the Raptors series, that just kind of fell apart. But that's
the Raptors series. I feel like was the perfect storm.
Yeah, it literally was. That's why Kawhi left.
That was the perfect storm. But
yeah, but that's what I'm saying is like that's the only reason why I say three rings, because I know it's super hard to get into that GOAT conversation.
You can get two back-to-back, like, say, with Curry's, like, because Curry won twice in a row, right? The first two were in a row? No? I thought he went back-to-back.
Listen,
I think Curry went back-to-back.
2016 was 8 years ago, bro. It's hard.
We're getting old. Look, all right, I'm going to just assume I could be wrong. You know, let me know if I'm wrong. If I assume Curry won the first two, it's easy to win the first two because it takes the league some time to, you know, get used. They had to get used to Michael. Had to get used to Bron. Had to get used to Curry. Had to get used to Kobe.
I don't think they got used to Curry.
Well, not yet. But his team is slowly falling apart.
Yeah.
You could tell who they put the love into.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, two, my point in saying this because I agree with, you know, needing three. Two is easy to, you know, it's easy to replicate when you got something good going on. But that third one,
third one is hard.
Because the league ain't going to take that long to, you know, to catch up. So when they catch up, can you still show that you that dog?
That's why that fourth one means so much to Curry. It's kind of like that fifth one for Kobe.
Because it was some time in between that the first three and then that fourth. It was some time in between.
Curry is one of them ones.
Man, the reason why
I say like Curry is on the fourth list is because there will never be another player like Curry.
Who revolutionized the game? I'm not speaking on the guys that came before.
Curry's the only person that little like that kids won. When they play in rec, they will, you know, bro, will spot up had, shot and say Curry instead of Kobe.
Kids, high school kids, college kids coming down the court for a fast break. Stop at the three line.
Stop at half court. Forget
pull that line. Thing.
It's different. Yeah. It's different. And I think Curry needs to get his flowers. People don't get Curry his flowers because he teamed up with KD, or they're like, oh, you had Draymond and Klay right next
Curry
to you.
Curry may have played a part in pulling him there, but Curry didn't make that decision.
Y'all don't know how long
he was.
Y'all don't know how long Curry was sitting on the bench to Monte Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't remember them days, bro.
And Jason Richardson.
Yeah, but
Aaron Davis.
When the Curry documentary comes out,
Andre Beasley,
it's gonna be. Mm-hmm. Y'all be like, dang. And then the recency bias will
kick in.
Yeah, it'll leave y'all minds. And y'all be like, dang, he did do all that in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all forget about the super team stuff and all that. Because even, and we'll get off of it, but if LeBron could have got KD, you think he wouldn't have got KD?
Man, please.
KD, and let's talk about it. KD was a free agent.
Y'all wouldn't
you
call
mean
LeBron?
you're not going to petition to get the best free agent?
I didn't hear no LeBron's a cupcake when he teamed up with Dwayne Wade, who had just won a ring, and Chris Bosh decided to come down there. I didn't hear no. Y'all might have called him the bad guy, but I didn't hear no cupcake. He's soft. That didn't change his what y'all see of him as a legacy.
Yeah, bro.
But that's because I'm a KD fan. I'm a ride on that.
Pause. And KD, pause. Hey yo, hey, but. And then the thing was KD went there and matched the numbers.
Facts, bro.
He matched the numbers. And
he wasn't just riding on coattails.
Yeah, he matched. Like, him and Curry was, like, right there for points per game the whole season, bro.
Yep.
And on top of that, he wasn't injured as much. I think.
I'm
not going to say that. That'll be a debate for another podcast.
What? I won't get into it.
Which is a better KD, Thunder or Warrior KD?
Mm-mm. Oh, that's easy.
I mean, if KD wants to go anywhere else, he just needs to go back to the Warriors, for being honest.
No, that's.
That's home.
As a KD fan, the Warrior KD was better.
That's crazy, but it is.
I mean,
that's home. Oklahoma City is not home for
there's
him.
Not a bigger it's KD Golden fan State. On this earth than me.
I know.
Promise you that. But credit where credit is due. KD did his thing on the Warriors. It wasn't like he just walked in.
That was a different KD.
They still had to put the work in.
That was. Yeah, I don't want to give him credit, though, because he's right next to Curry. I mean, it was easy to shoot all them shots if you got two other options, but it is what it is.
What did I say earlier? Argue with your mama. Hey. You know, don't argue me.
Heard it here first. Heard it here first. Is. What's next?
Let's pivot again.
For the game. Anyway,
bro, we need to just pass that ball out.
They said 30 minutes for basketball. I don't even watch NBA.
Guess what, bro? It's our podcast.
Exactly.
I don't care. Let's talk about communicating.
Mm-hmm.
How important is, and you know what? It could be relationship wise. What did that word be? This is for my personal knowledge. Like relationship wise, is it like relational? What's the word for it? Okay, relationship wise. Yeah, it could be that. It could be general. Put it. How important is communicating?
So for me, I would say like without communication, nothing can get done.
Facts.
I think the English language is hard to understand for everybody because some people don't understand what certain words mean. And so, like, if you miscommunicate or say something the wrong way or say something with a different tone, mm-hmm. people will take it a certain way and be like, I ain't like the way you said that. But it really just be, it's a communication problem. There don't be anything wrong with what you said. It's just kind of like how you said it or the criteria that you put the sentence into.
Mm-hmm.
So communication is key because, like I said before, without that, nothing is going to get done. If I don't know, you know, what time this needs to be done or when I need to be here or what you got slated for the day or the schedule. Like, nothing gets done. Like, communication and talking, like, friends, family, or in a relationship. Like, it's the glue for everything because that's how you know where somebody else's mind and energy is at mm-hmm. for the time being. And I was like, one conversation could change your perspective on anything.
Facts.
It just hasn't happened yet. Like, say you have a disagreement for somebody with a past homie for a long time and y'all ain't spoken a minute and y'all think there's beef or something, but really there's just miscommunication. No, y'all just hadn't talked for a while and just hadn't had that conversation yet, and that one conversation can change your perspective
on
everything.
It changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or you could be thinking you beefing with somebody for the longest time over like a woman or something, and then you go man to man and talk to them. It don't even be all that. And y'all could have been cool for like 4 years. So communication is very important, and I just think that our generation is really terrible at proper mm-hmm. communication. I don't think we really just lead with our words and how we really feel. We kind of like to, what do you call it? Reserve ourselves to protect ourselves, but mm-hmm. we're not really protecting ourselves from anything. Because like I said, you one conversation away from like changing your whole perspective on everything.
Yeah. And I could piggyback off of that where you're saying, you know, the generation is not good at it. I feel like we live in a generation where we want the quick and easy route. The quick fix, you know,
instant
quick
gratification,
money, instant gratification for sure. We want it, you know, we want it quick. And so communicating takes time. It takes maturity. And so if you feel like you don't have the time for it, they're not going to do it. It's going to take some time to, you know, mend a broken road. They're not going to do it. But excuse me, I feel like it's beyond important, especially relationship wise. Speaking your feelings in general is how you diffuse all situations. Whether it's with your mate, you know, if you got your wife or your husband, if you got an issue, when you talk it out and you realize that the problem is you and your mate versus the problem, not you versus your mate,
mm-hmm.
changes the game. Exactly. And then when you're talking, you can go put this in a situation of like beef to where we're talking, you know, gang members or in the hood, you know. All it takes is a conversation. And exactly. A lot of these cats would have been, you know, best friends.
Cool with each other.
You wouldn't have no ops if y'all just communicated. You mad because he was sitting on your block. I'm sure, I know it goes deeper than that, but it can be also simple if you communicate. Or even, there. Honestly, bro, when it comes to communicating, there's not a problem with agreeing to disagree on a respectful standpoint.
That's why I said it's like, it's all about communication.
You got to communicate, when it comes to,
like, people being from like different countries, different ethnic backgrounds, or like racial mm-hmm. issues. It's like, it's uncomfortable to have them conversations, but if you can have a healthy dialogue,
that's what they call it, though, uncomfortable conversation.
And y'all both can have conversations with each other mm-hmm. and feel how y'all feel at the moment and just express, you know, one side of one person's life, then it's like, okay, we could agree to disagree. I don't like what you said there. I don't like everything else,
but it's respect behind it.
I understand you. And that's all it is.
I understand, but I don't. But I'm not on the same page, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But that's that takes communication. Like you said,
and
I agree.
It does take a level of maturity to be able to be open to dialogue and communication. Facts. As well. I know a lot of times, like men and women, like if they really not feeling a person, instead of, like you said, they like that easy route. Instead of telling them, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. Hey, I'm going to move on. Or, hey, I'm going to do this. Nah, I'm not going to hit you up at all. I'm not even going to tell you what it is for real. I'm going to just ghost you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that communicating could save you a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And it's save you some safety as well, bro. Because you can't
save your life.
Yeah, you can't just pop in and out of people's lives, bro. Like, as much as it's not disrespectful to you, like, to some people, it is disrespectful. And you wouldn't know that unless you communicate.
And I be seeing posts sometimes, bro, that be like, I'm tired of being the bigger man. I'm not, you know, sticking my neck out or communicating with people no more. I'm not saying nothing no more. I'm going to let them do it because whatever. That's, bro.
But I mean,
you working backwards, man.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's an uncomfortable conversation. It's not easy to approach somebody and be like, I didn't like that you did this, or I don't like that you don't hit me back or text me back at certain times. I feel like you're playing with my emotions or something. It's uncomfortable to have that dialogue, but it takes you so far
when you have it, though, bro.
And then you can get an understanding. It's like, nah, it's not even like that. It's not even like I'm ignoring you or, you know, trying to hurt you intentionally. Mm-hmm. I just really be busy and just be on my purpose and stuff. And, you know, when I got time to talk to you, I'll talk to you. So, that's what it's all about, is understanding each other and communicating. And like Kendrick said, communication rule a nation. Like,
It's you and the person, whether it's your mate or your friend, it's you and the person versus the problem, not you versus them.
And that's a takeaway. That's a takeaway from that topic. Facts. For sure.
Yeah. But going to something else I want to talk about.
Oh man.
I'm sorry. Oh.
No, go ahead. Oh. I'm just saying.
Trying new hobbies. If you're listening, try a new hobby. So what I had to say on it, and it's not long, I'm not monologuing. Go outside this summer. And I'm not talking about the clubs. You can go to clubs, don't get it twisted, but that's not what I'm talking about. Go hiking. Go do one of them sponsored walks, the breast cancer walk. Learn to, bro, practice and run a marathon. Do a painting sip.
You're doing a lot of cardio, man. What's going on? Sorry. Go ahead, though.
Oh, I am. I'm trying to lose some weight. I'm sorry.
Bro.
Everybody now on that wave. But
listeners,
cool. It's cool.
Listeners,
it's cool.
You want to burn some cardio, just hit up Jay.
Do a paint and sip, bro. Go to a winery. We grown now.
Yeah.
Go to a winery. It's the summertime. Get you some grapes. Some fermented grapes.
And see your artistry.
There's more to life than what social media is showing you. You see everything on social, bro. Go travel. If you got the means to do so, go travel. Go to different states. You gotta always leave the country. Go see the different states. Go to the states that are northwest.
Yeah. Go to Colorado Springs. I mean, I know it's popular, but it's kind of slept on.
Go see the mountains, brother.
Go to Gatlinburg.
Go touch grass. You know. I want the listeners to know that it's okay that you're not posting bottles in the club. You're doing other things. There's nothing
no
wrong.
No money
with
spreads, no money phones.
There's nothing wrong with money phones if that's your thing. Up. But it doesn't need to be so frequent.
There is
every
something
post.
Wrong with it. Because who's on the other end?
You know what?
Uncle Sam.
You're right.
But anyways.
No, I reneged my statement. It is something wrong with it. You shouldn't be spreading your money like that. You get robbed.
Yeah.
Don't let me catch him at the anyway, my thing is I want y'all to explore. If you're listening to this, that's because you have some sort of creator in you. The FOE frequency is to try new things. It's to be different. We're going to be different regardless.
Yeah. I say unfortunately a lot, but it's like I couldn't change it if I wanted to, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a part of me. It's just a part of how we live sometimes. So, unfortunately, we just going to be creators. We're going to be different, and that's just what it is.
I just want to put the creators on game that maybe they didn't know about a paint and sip.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't know
there's
about
other things. And there's so much to do in the city nowadays.
Bro,
we'll get into that one episode, not this one. But there's just so much other stuff to do, so many different places to eat. But a lot of y'all just don't do research. Y'all don't, like you said, a lot of people just want instantaneous stuff.
Right.
Let me just DoorDash it. Like, actually put the time in if you really are about to go on a date or something, like, there's so many places you could go to within the city that nobody's heard of that has great reviews. Just because you don't know about it don't mean it doesn't exist. So that's a great outline for that topic when you said, like, just try doing different things. Because when you do different things, that's when you learn what you like and what you don't like.
Yep, there you go. You ain't gonna know unless you try.
But yeah, man, I feel like there's just so many other activities and festivities and things to get into. Facts. Even like sometimes you do with golfing now, like,
man, don't get me started. That's a new hobby. That's another topic for another
people
day.
People don't even know about it. But yeah, people just gotta do some different stuff and just get out there and explore more.
For sure. I was just about to say, yep.
But just on some closing remarks, I would just like to put it out there. It doesn't have to be a topic that you have to touch on or anything, but just put it out there to the listeners. Like, you never know who's listening to you or who looks up to you. Not saying it's your responsibility or anything to be a perfect citizen, a perfect role model, but you really just never know who's listening to you. So
you never know who's paying attention. You never know who's looking at you, who's doing the same, who's mimicking you in a room. You know, they see you out. And they like, I want to be like that. I'm trying to be like that.
I want a shoe. My shoe collection like his. I want a whip like his. Or, dang, I just like how they're able to come up with ideas and stuff and do their own forms of different platforms and stuff like that. So, just always keep an eye on it. You never know who's watching or listening to you. Could be your boss, your little cousin.
Camera's always on.
Little homies. Like, just always be presentable, for sure.
Facts.
But it was nice sitting down with you, man.
Yeah, we had a blast this episode.
Yeah,
we had some hot topics going on today.
Yeah, bro, this actually made my week, y'all. So this is gonna be a really good episode. This made my week. I know it's gonna make yo. Yeah, it was a very interesting week for me. But I guess we're on a start for it to get better. So appreciate y'all for taking time out of y'all day to listen to us. And we're going to let y'all go. This was another episode of FOE Frequency.